for women and children in crisis since 1955. There's been a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care and where lives have been changed and are being changed. That's at the Evangel Home of Fresno. And thanks for joining us for the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline with your host, Jim Tuck.
Once again, it is such a delight to turn on the little recording device and bring another edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. You know, for all those years, 99.4, I checked, that's an accurate number, by the way. 99.4% of all of our programs have been with Jerry Brenneman in her office. We've had just a few variations from that. But recently, because of her back surgery and her recuperation time that prohibits her coming into the home, we've had the great privilege of going out and doing stuff different. So today, Joe Janelle, we are in the garden, and we are going to talk with an almost graduate of the garden program, and we want to get to that message in just as quick as we can. But first of all, thank you, Ken Adams. We don't want to not say thank you for your efforts and making this program put together. So, Joe Janelle, introduce our dear friend and guest and a repeat customer on Heartline, and we'll talk to her about what God's been doing in her world.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Jim. This is Mary Ann. She has been here 9 months next week. She graduates. I have worked here 11 years, and I have never seen anyone come to the front door with shackles on their feet and handcuffs. Mary Ann was escorted to the program, and because they called her the runner, the authorities said she would run. She even bolted out of a courtroom one time, she told me. And to look at her now, you would never think she had shackles on her feet or handcuffs. And she has done so well in her program. She has taken it serious. And I believe she's going to do good.
Seen big changes in her life?
Seen huge changes in Mary Ann. There's a song by Mary Mary, "Take the Shackles Off My Feet So I Can Dance." And Mary Ann has been dancing ever since.
Wow. That brings back some difficult memories for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's clean. I just handed her a handkerchief where she's got tears coming up. So it's fresh this morning. Mary Ann, what an amazing last 9 months this must have been, or 10, or however long it is you've been here. Let's back up a little bit. What was going on in your life that you were brought here in shackles and handcuffs?
I'm a recovering drug addict. I've been an addict since I was 15 years old.
How old are you now?
26. I have two children, and I just thought that life was more exciting when I was doing it my way without Jesus. Mm-hmm. And since I've been here, I wasn't supposed to be in another program. They were supposed to just let me max out my time, which was 2 years in the county jail in Madera. And so when they brought me here, it was a God thing. It was a complete surprise to me. Like I said, you know, previously I did help save an officer in Madera County Jail. And they said...
Tell them about that.
Her name was Officer Berrigan, and she was in a fight with seven other females were present, and one particular one was trying to throw her over the top tier. And I grabbed her MK9 off of her leg, and I sprayed the MK9, which made the lady that was getting ready to throw her over release, and so she didn't go over. So then I just sat down on the stairs and waited for the authorities to come in, you know, and break up the fight. And that was a huge thing because I worked intake, so I wasn't even supposed to be there that night. I just went home early. I wasn't feeling that good. I had cramps and stuff, so I just went home early that night, you know, and my cell just popped open. My door just popped open, and I ran out there with no shoes on or anything and helped. They said save her life. For me, I would have done that for anybody. Mm-hmm. But that was one of the reasons why they brought me here. They were going to let me out on county parole, and I asked them not to. Mm-hmm. And I knew that another program wasn't it wasn't eligible for me because I've ran from so many other programs. And so so when they told me to roll it up at 6:30 in the morning, I was like, no, that's not funny, you know. And then they brought me here, you know. And
so that obviously begs the question, you've run everywhere else. Why didn't you run from here?
I never had Jesus in my life before. I have God in my life today, every day, all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was your first impression of Evangelo?
I had a lot of different emotions going on because I still had 2 years left to do in county jail. So I wasn't really sure what was going on. But when I seen this place, my heart just melted. And it wasn't like all the other places. It was home. You know, it was a homey place. It wasn't like one big building where there's 36 women or 50 women, you know. It felt right, you know.
Yeah. There is a serenity. And Jerry and I were talking about that. We recorded a program yesterday at her house. And her little deck area is such a serene area. But it's a vision of where her world is, because Evangel Home just exudes serenity. Yeah. And like you say, we hear home so many times when we talk to our women. Okay, so you came in and you decided not to run.
Yeah.
And what were some of your other impressions? What about the other women here? What about the staff? I mean,
the staff has shown me how to love one another and how to treat people kindly. And I came in, and then it was going to be Christmas time. And just the amount of love that I seen in this place was amazing to me. To see staff go above and beyond what they do for us women is amazing to me. It blew me away. And like, we're women, we're drama. And I just, they never change.
Yeah, I just say that it appears to me the staff is not as much about rules as they are about people.
Yeah, no, there's always room for grace and there's always mercy. And if you make a mistake, that will help you. They'll help you get back. You know, they don't just criticize you and yell at you and make you, you know what I mean, put you down. They don't do that here. They show you how it's supposed to be done. They get the Bible out. We read about it. You know, they showed me where, for me personally, they showed me where when I would mess up, Patty would, you know, show me the Bible. Look, this is where it is biblically that this is why you're not supposed to do this. You need to hold people accountable for their actions because this is why. You know, and so it opened my eyes to a whole nother aspect of the world. You know, I lived in a really dark world my whole life, pretty much. And so this change has just been a drastic thing for me.
Let's back up again. Why drugs at 16?
I started with pills because I have a lot of female problems. And so I started with pills, and then I started smoking pot, started running away from home. My parents were alcoholics. So it started off rocky, you know. I have a lot of family issues that had gone on, and honestly, I felt like I wasn't worthy. I really did.
But at some point, you came to the conclusion, this isn't working, let's try something else.
When I turned myself into jail, when my son was begging me, he asked me if I was going to catch a new case. He's 6 years old. He asked me if I was going to catch a new case or if I was going to turn myself in, because he was tired of his mommy running. And that broke my heart. And so I called the cops on myself and turned myself in, knowing I was looking at 3 years in the county jail. And that was when I surrendered. I got on my knees every single night in jail. I went through a really bad come down because I was shooting up heroin and meth and taking pills, probably pretty much anything you could possibly think of I was doing. And I just surrendered. I was ready. That's what that my little boy is what turned me around. He doesn't have a father, and so I'm the only one left for him. You know, he has grandparents and stuff, but I have to be that person, and I have to be the one to introduce him to God, and I have to be that stronghold for him. You know, and without that, he'll be just like I was, and I don't want that for my son. I want much more for him.
Is he here?
No, he'll be here though when I get accepted to the program.
Okay, so you're about to graduate Community Connection?
No, I'm about to graduate the Garden Program, okay. Alternative Sentencing.
And then what?
And then I want to go to Community Connection.
Okay.
I applied for that.
You have applied for
yes.
that. Okay.
In the name of Jesus.
Well, that's just a remarkable story, Marianne. Let's talk about the last 9 months here in the program. It's pretty high accountability, pretty rigid time standards and expectations, and a lot of classes, a lot of classroom work. What are the most significant programs that met the highest needs in your life as you look back?
Dealing with my issues that I have and that I've had since I was a child, I think that that's the most important thing, and that goes for everybody out there in the world. You can't just stuff your feelings down inside you. You need to talk about them, you know.
And what class was that?
That was called Seekers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a substance abuse class, and it also talks about your feelings and where they stem from, your anger, where it stems from. Anger management for me was a huge thing because I'm not always calm.
I'm stunned.
And so for me, that was a big one as well. I still struggle with that, and I think that it is very, very important to breathe before you react, to think about what you're going to do. You know what I mean? Don't just react on a situation and think that it's going to be okay, because when you do that, it's not going to be okay. That's what got me here.
Yeah, good answer. What do you see? Have you dared look down the road in your life?
Yeah, I have. I need to go back to school and get my GED. And then I want to continue going to church. I love church with my son. And I want to go to college, and I want to become a nurse.
Nurse, an RN?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a worthy ambition.
Yeah.
God bless the nurses.
Yeah, and I want to give back to the community that's given back to me.
Okay. Well, Marianne, thank you for your honesty. It's still raw in places, and that's quite obvious. So still in the recuperating process. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
My great pleasure. Joe Janelle, any thoughts about Marianne again?
Well, she's come a long way, and she's determined, and I'm just excited.
Yeah, kind of a poster child for the garden program, I think. Yeah, that's great. Well, my listening friend, if you are out there and you are where Marianne was, please know, we would love for you to give us a call, 559-264-4714. Ken Adams is going to give you that number again in just a couple of minutes. But someone will answer the phone, and there is an answer. There is a way out. You don't have to remain hopelessly locked in to a life that is counterproductive on every level. There is an answer. And you can find it here, so give us a call. Marianne, again, thank you very much. Joe Janelle, always a treat, my sister. Ken, it's your turn. Listening friend, thank you for making us a part of your day today as we have enjoyed presenting this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
And I'm happy to let you know that anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, you can find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. Pretty simple to remember, evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.